I was lifelike there.
I work. At first, it's only for experience. Since like Italian shoes, selling in Italian shoes, Pasay City near La Salle College.
How much did you earn?
That's only little. I don't know how much, I forgot already. I work in the government service insurance system. Then the time comes when my petition for U.S. was approved. So I have to leave Michelle and Marvin in the Philippines. The first time, it was only because I have work, I cannot stay in the States for long.
Yeah.
So it's only vacation. Then that is how many times that I went here. So I had just have to take a vacation leave. Until such time, the leave is already konti na lang.
Okay.
And the pressure for work is so much that I have to stay work here, work in the Philippines. But the time comes when I also had a re-entry permit for 2 years so that I can still work in the Philippines. But it's so hard to go back and forth in the States. Yeah. And I had to stay in the U.S., so I had to retire. I've been working in the government service for 30 years. I have so much fun in my work because I'm somewhat popular in our in our office. But it's so hard also to get promoted because there are so many. But before I retire, I was already an administrative officer. I have people to watch. I have employees to take care what a administrative officer does.
When you were traveling from the States and back, did you only go to LA, or did you even go to LA at all, or where did you go?
San Francisco. I went to San Francisco, LA, Seattle, and I work at Macy's. During the time that I only had vacation, I work at Macy's part-time. In the office of Macy's, I am an encoder. Order shoes from other states.
Other states?
Yeah.
Oh.
Men's department.
So that should have been an easy job?
No, it's not.
Why?
Because I'm not used to
talking
in English. Because, I mean, sometimes I don't understand them.
Yeah.
Because of the accent. That's why I'm sometimes having a hard time. And when my boss says to take the calls from the... I will take the messages. Something like orders from New York or something. And I am having a hard time. I keep on repeating what's the name of the person calling. That's why that is the hardest for me. And I was working there.
How old were you when you were working there?
50. Then Marvin and his family came here in the States. Michelle and her family also came here. But Michelle is separated from her husband, like me. First, I was living with my son Marvin in West Covina and his family. Then, after 10 years, I leave the house of Marvin so I can have Michelle. I have to accompany Michelle because she's alone. 2010, there I start living with Michelle to accompany her in the apartment. Yeah. Her children comes sometimes.
Not very often.
Not very often, but sometimes they still, but they have still communication, and Michelle spend for the children's needs. But the children lives with their father. So Michelle does the grocery of the children, the needs of the children, etc. Though I feel sometimes that I'm also already having illness, but it's not bad because I also exercise. As the doctor said, I should be walking.
Active.
I have to exercise, so I have to walk because I don't drive. I just ride in a bus, and I do the market for the two of us, Michelle and me. So ngayon, I'm happy. Just keep on praying for all my families, my relatives, and my children, my grandchildren. I keep on praying for them, for my health also, so that I have to live long for them. I know that they still need me. Many things can change in so many years, but some things just won't change.